Now it's time for more of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa here too, and Doug Kern, the tackle aficionado, the expert in all tackle questions and your comments about saltwater tackle. It's right here. Doug Kern is the man.
No doubt.
And we're talking fishing here. We're talking fun times. And after we get through this, a good week of weather.
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready for this thing to blow through and be done. And we're ready to take your phone calls, man. Like you said, got another full hour coming your way. And we're going to have lots of fun. It's been a very busy morning. Phone's been packed up all morning. But this is a great opportunity to get you in. 833-288-0973. That's how you get a hold of us here on The Fan. And it warrants saying again, we've been trying to mention it every week, but the phones are a little bit different here at 97.3 The Fan. If the lines are full, which they are right now, you will not get a standard busy tone. The phone will just continue to ring, and it basically puts you into a queue, and then once an open phone line comes up based on when you got in there, that's where you'll slide in there. So don't think that Adam is slacking on you. He's very busy back there answering all the phone calls, but phones are busy right now. We'll always do our best to let you know when a phone line comes available, again at 833-288-0973. And what a day to call, because not only are you going to get to talk to the tackle master himself and Doug Kern, you're also going to get a shot at winning this great prize today. We're giving away a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the newest and latest pair in the fishing line from Maui Jim. It's the brand new Maui Green lens. It's a green mirrored lens. Great for color contrast. This particular frame is called the Local Kind. I really, really like it. It's a wraparound style frame, but it's not a super aggressive wrap. It just looks like a very good normal pair of sunglasses, but the nice little curve really keeps the sun from entering on the sides. It's an awesome pair. It's a black frame, green lens Maui's. And then with that killer new pair of glasses, you're also going to get four tickets to go to the San Diego Boat Show. It's, again, June 6th through the 9th at Spanish Landing East. It's right across from the airport in San Diego.
Great show.
Great show.
No doubt about it. Let's go talk to Mike Lum, talking friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, so big event coming up toward the end of this month, or end of June, right?
Yeah, we've got Tuna Wars 5 coming up at the end of the month, and both boats are sold out at this point, which is really great news for the organization, for the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. Captain Paul Hebert and Captain Dave Marciano from the Wicked Tuna TV show are coming out again to help us raise money to put more kids out on the water. And the night before those boats take off on that two-day tuna fishing tournament, we have the captain's reception, and it's a little different this year, and I think it's going to be really fun, and I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. We're moving it over to Dana Landing. Steve Pinard has been gracious enough to host us over there. We're going to do it on the patio between his shop and the bay there. We're going to have more room to work, which is nice, so we can get more people in there. We're changing up the food situation a little bit. We're going to have five or six different food stations of all different types of very cool food, ranging from sushi to tacos to tri-tip and all kinds of good things. And
nice.
So that'll be fun. The raffle items are coming together, just an amazing list of prizes. I think that reception the last few years has had a really great raffle, but it's probably better than it's ever been this year. And we would encourage everybody to come out and rub elbows with these Wicked Tuna captains. They're very gracious with taking photos, signing autographs, chatting, and it's always a great time. You do not have to be one of the people going on the Tuna Wars boats to take advantage of this. And I would encourage everybody to come out. It's $30 a ticket for adults, $10 for kids. And that includes all the food and all the beverages, plus you get to take part in the raffle.
Holy mackerel, $30,
yeah.
And you get to meet the captains, and you get to eat and drink and support Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. What a deal.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. We moved it from a weeknight to Sunday. It's going to be Sunday afternoon, 4 to 7, on Sunday, June the 23rd. So if you might want to put that on your calendars, and if you're available, go online to CaptainRollos.org, and you'll find it very easy to buy your tickets right there. Get them early because we will fill up. And come out and enjoy a great afternoon, and I guarantee you, you'll laugh a lot.
You bet.
It's really going to be a good time.
I will definitely be there. Mike Lum, thanks a lot. You've been putting a lot of work, and I want to throw a big thank you out to Steve Pinard from Dana Landing, too, for doing a lot of work and supplying his venue, too, for this. It's going to be fantastic.
Yep, it's going to be fun. June 23rd, make sure you come out and join us.
June 23rd, and buy your tickets now because it will sell out.
It will. And if you want more information, contact Tim at RolloKids.org. Right. Just send an email to Tim, and he will get back to you, or he'll pass it over to me.
Real quick, any Reel a Week tickets left?
There are a few Reel a Week tickets left, and anybody that would like to buy some can contact let's do it the same way. That email address is win@RolloKids.org. Just send an email quick with your name and phone number, and I will call you back as soon as I get that email.
And the drawing starts when?
RolloKids.org. June the 11th is the kickoff for the Reel a Week drawings, and that's for 31 consecutive weekly drawings starting June 11th.
Excellent. Mike, you're a busy guy. Thanks a lot for your time, and thanks for all you do for Captain Rollos, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate that. That guy works tirelessly.
He is amazing. He basically puts that organization on his back and carries across the finish line every time.
Every day, yeah. And among other things, right?
Yes.
His work duties for CCA. He also does a tremendous amount, of course, on his real job, which is working for Fred Hall.
Fred Hall Show.
Yeah, all right. He's the general manager of that.
A lot
going on. Well, hey, we have some very patient callers. Let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. Let's talk to Ken. Calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Hi, Ken. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show this morning.
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, I had a question about taco manufacturers and hook sizes.
Yeah.
Say, for instance, you have a 6-0 hook in Gamakatsu, Owner, and Mustad. You lay them on the table, and none of them look the same.
Not even close.
What's up with that?
Nope. There is no standardization within the industry. Some of these companies have evolved over, decades and decades, and a lot of them are manufactured in different countries, and there just is no standardization. So you just have to know that, a Gamakatsu is going to be different than an Owner, is going to be different than a Mustad. And I'm going to say that's where we can actually add a lot of value in the tackle store there, because this bluefin bite has definitely been a little more finicky than normal. And so let's say, for instance, everybody says, well, you got to use 40-pound and a size 1-0, and you got a little 4.5-inch sardine there. And somebody walks in the store and just says, yeah, I'll take an Owner 1-0. Well, that's going to be quite a bit larger than some of the other manufacturers. And also the thickness of the wire. So, I know Gamakatsu and Owner both came out with different sized wire this year to address some holes in their lineup. So you've got the Nautilus, the regular Nautilus back in the day was a little too thin maybe for some applications. They've come out with the thicker one. The HD, or is it the HD? Yeah. And then the Owner came out with a hybrid. Mustad over the years now has, evolved in their ultra points. So you just have to, you can't go by the size and you can't go by the style necessarily, on paper. You have to actually physically look at the hook and see which one is going to do the job for you. A thinner wire hook is going to damage your bait less when you put it into the bait. But if it's too thin, then you're going to straighten the hook on a bigger fish or if you're using heavier line. So, you really have to, dial in that perfect size. And you have to know, okay, I am on a little lighter wire hook, but I got the bite. Now you can't necessarily go crazy and button the drag down. You've got to finesse the fish a little bit. But if you finesse it too much, you're on the fish for an hour, and, it wears a hole in the mouth, and you lose the fish. So, you're kind of walking a tightrope act there.
Indeed.
That's like bluefin. That is just a perfect description of bluefin in general. Like, you're just always... You're always just like on the rev limiter the whole time.
You are. Where am I gonna make my you know.
Where are you going to give? Where are you going to take? Like, it's just that, whatever it be.
There's always a sacrifice and a choice. You know, yeah, I want a big fat hook and a, you know, heavy line, but, you know, I got to get a bite too. So, yep.
Ken, great having you down at the Loretto Rumble. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a blast. I can't wait for next year.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. May 3 through 7 of 2020, make your reservations with Cass Tours. But I also want to mention, too, I wrote an article. It's on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, and it mentions Ken, the man, for helping Cass out. So it's you're in the article.
Yeah, I did read that. It was a great article, Pete. And Ricky, see you in Sitka.
I'm ready, buddy. New boat. We're going to be doing it up. Can't wait.
Pete Fisher Charters. All right.
Couple weeks away.
Ken, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I just love hearing
that
we're getting calls from Santa Barbara. I mean, obviously, he's not getting the signal, but really the signal is only a part of it. This app, I was yesterday literally flying my little remote control model airplane listening to Let's Talk Hookup out in the middle of the field yesterday.
Fantastic.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it is. The Let's Talk Hookup app, easy to find and easy to stream the show no matter where
it
you
is.
Are.
It's free.
In the USA. Yeah.
Free button.
Download.
That's great.
So, hey, let's find out what's cooking. Our buddy Yanni from Fisherman's Belly is on the line. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. Rick and Pete. Guys, so exciting to hear from you guys and all the fishermen out there. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing terrific. And fishing is good, so we need to know how to cook it. So what are we cooking today?
You bet. Especially after talking about bluefin tuna and Gundy's halibut. Listen, a couple of weeks ago, I was invited to the Senior Angling Club, and they asked me to do a seminar. So I went in there, and everyone was expecting me to talk about recipes, but instead, I was talking about how to live a longer, healthier life by eating fish.
Wow. That's good.
So, yeah, I grew up in the Mediterranean diet, and I've got doctors and nurses in my family, so we were very conscientious about our foods. And did you guys know that if you guys have a portion of yellowtail, you can get all your daily omega-3s and omega-6s?
Wow.
And you know what? Most people don't really understand how omega-3s and omega-6s affect their lives and how they improve their lives. We as fishermen need omega-3s and omega-6s every day. In my seminar, I also talk about collagen and how important that is and how we can get collagen from the fresh fish that we catch. And I also talk about the importance of a whole food diet. Instead of going to vitamins, go to your whole foods, because that way you'll affect your gut biome. And there's a term that a lot of people don't even know about. The gut biome is a separate group of bacteria and fungus that live in our intestines that absolutely control our immune system. And we all know how important our immune system is. The bottom line is this. With a little bit of tweaking and our fresh catch, we can live a longer life.
All right. It's good advice.
It really is. It's eye-opening.
I like the new look or your new website. You have a whole new look to fishermansbelly.com.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And if you guys go to the homepage right up on top on the right-hand side, you'll have access to this video, and I guarantee you, you'll be living longer and fishing a lot more.
I like it. Yanni from Fisherman's Belly, thanks for that great advice, and we will talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet. Thanks
Yanni.
Guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks, Ed. Let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones.
You got it, man. Well, jam-packed they are for sure. Let's talk to Cliff. He's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Great. Cliff?
We're good. How are you?
Yeah, you're pretty good. Hey, I got a lot of the laser mineral jigs and stuff like that. And I don't have any cold snipers. Every time I go and buy them, they're not. We need a Fisherman's Landing tackle up here in L.A.
you have one online. Right, Doug? Yep. You have an online store.
You can go online, but, you know, we have 7,000 or 8,000 items in the store. Not hardly any of those in comparison would be online. But if you'd ever like to call us, we'll send something right up to you. Anything that we have in our inventory, you know, we ship out UPS daily. But better yet, why don't you come down to San Diego, jump on one of our boats, get some cold snipers, and get some tuna.
There you go.
Yeah, I was wondering what the difference is between the cold snipers and the others. The weight, I know one's in grams and one's in ounces.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of different sizes with all these manufacturers, but I don't know technically how you would describe why, but we don't really care about the why. We care about the what, and the what is when you throw it out there, the fish like it. I mean, bottom line, and, you know, I've always said, you know, when you're fishing, don't worry about why. Just give them what they want, and they do want that cold sniper. It's just it's a fact.
Yeah, maybe the way it swims, whatever,
yeah,
but
yes.
Shimano is...
It's the way it sinks, it's
Shimano's
the way it swims.
Shimano's made a lot of... They innovate a lot of things, and they put a lot of work into design,
you know,
and innovation.
Fish
and
sense things with their lateral line. Maybe it's the way it vibrates. I don't know, but they jump on it.
It just needs a different hook.
And again, it's got good hardware.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it does... You know, it's got one of the best... sets of, you know, I mean, definitely you probably want a different hook when you're talking about catching 80 and 100 pounders. I mean, that's a very next level. But in my mind, one of the things that sets Cold Sniper apart is that it doesn't need to, you know, it doesn't need to change. It's got good hooks. It's got good rings. It's got, you know, some of the competitors out there, like, they're a joke. You know, like, they were made to catch a one-pound rockfish or a six-pound salmon, you know, not a 60-pound tuna. So.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Cliff, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We're going to talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, that report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Octopus 4 Extra Strong Hooks. It's not just another squid hook. It's also a great hook for replacing on your Colt Sniper or Megabait style jigs. That is the style of hook that I like. A little bit longer shank, a little bit offset, heavy gauge wire. It's a fantastic one. I would use an Octopus 7.0. 6.0 to 8.0 would be the size, depending on your Colt Sniper. But if you were going to swap the hooks out on a 100-gram Colt Sniper, that 7.0 Octopus 4 Extra Strong hook would be a fantastic choice. It's a great hook. You can get them at your favorite tackle store or check gamakatsu.com. They are simply the best. Let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Doug, Rick, Pete.
Morning, Dave. How are
you? Doing, Dave?
I am phenomenal. You know what's really funny? Last night, I didn't even pay attention to who was going to be on the show today, but last night I posted on the website the tour of, I was down there with Rick and I saw you, Doug, and I did a whole bunch of videos in your tackle store there, Rick and Doug, and last night I posted on the website a tour of Fisherman's Landing Tackle, so you can go for a virtual tour on my website so you can see what Doug and Rick are talking about. If you need it, or if it works in Southern California, Doug and Rick have it there at the store, and it's an amazing place to go to get tackle, guys. So I'm just telling you, I know Doug's on the show, Rick's there every day, but the store has what you need, and the guys that work there, they're pretty adept on what they need to do to make sure that you catch the right fish when you go fishing. So check out the virtual tour on yoursaltwaterguide.com, guys. And hey, let's talk about the fishing. I listened to Brian for a little bit. The most unbelievable water temperature change that I've seen in the last 40 years. We had a 12-degree temperature change in the middle of the week that I haven't witnessed in 50 years. It went from 64, 65 to all the way down to, or excuse me, 64, 65, all the way down to it. There was a little spot off of Lisa where the water got down to 54.
Crazy.
53 and a half.
Oh.
That's nuts.
So, hopefully at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, they got some salmon gear there. Because
we do.
if something doesn't change here, we may be fishing for salmon here. But that water got really cold. But it's already back up into 60, 61 degrees here at Dana Point. We're on our way over to Catalina here in about a half an hour, 45 minutes, so I'll have a full report this afternoon on fish dope of what that looks like over there. But I guess that yellowtail kind of bounced back. There was some good yellowtail fishing on Friday at San Clemente Island. So the fish are still lurking around. They're just trying to figure out what just happened. They hadn't seen this water temperature drop this much in a long time, so... Bluefin are still down below there. They're trying to make a comeback, too. Everything got shocked here on Tuesday, Wednesday. So just take your time, gang. Like Rick and Pete were saying a little bit ago, the weather looks like it's going to absolutely be gorgeous all week. If you look at Buoy Weather or any of your weather apps, there's no red flags or orange flags this week. It's all green. No more wind. This is it. Tomorrow's the last day of wind, and then it's going to get nice, and it's going to be nice for the next 4 months.
I like the way you
talk
there. I like it. And, of course, fishdope.com, you said it, is the spot where you can get all the information that Dave, Mark Wish, and more report on a daily basis. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Just use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, guys, you can look me up on my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com, or you can look me up on my YouTube channel at yoursaltwaterguide.com, or you can simply give me a call at 949-374-0786, and we'll get out on that big Hatteras and see if we can't get a salmon.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. I think the water's going to bounce back here pretty quickly, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys, thanks. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you too. I appreciate that very much. Let's jump back in those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Why don't we talk to Dave? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How we doing, boys?
Doing great. Now, is this Dave Chavez, the president of CCA San Diego chapter?
Yes, that's I.
Hi, Dave.
Well, Dave, you're doing a great job with the San Diego chapter, and you have a big event coming up, right?
We have a huge event coming up, and it's not just myself, it's my team, you know, Chris, Wayne, Arnie, putting on a phenomenal job with my volunteers. Not just us, but I got to tell you that the support we're getting from the industry and the big names out there is huge.
Yeah, really fantastic, and the prizes are going to be crazy, huh?
We got huge prizes. I mean, some just to name some of our sponsors, you know, Fisherman's Landing, you had Carl out there yesterday, with you guys, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Fastlane, we got a kayak donated from Hobie.
Wow.
Going to be out there. How about this? We got a trip on the spotter plane with BD.
Wow, oh, that's the BD cool. Spotter plane?
The Fish Dope spotter plane?
Wow, that's cool.
Very cool.
So, yeah. You know,
a lot of great stuff. And it's and plus... okay, go ahead.
You guys have been giving us phenomenal love, and I just wanted to call in and say thanks. And also to let everybody know that if you can't make it out to the show tomorrow at Fisherman's Processing, or you're not going to be able to buy the tickets, we're taking walk-ups along with, if you go to Eventbrite, you type in CCA, C-A-L, our event will pop up, and you can buy tickets there.
And you can go to ccacalifornia.org and also access that same thing, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's the venue is great. Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. It's Saturday, June the 8th from 5 to 9 p.m. Saturday night. Going to be a great evening there. Great food and a great venue, too. You'll be able to tour the research facility and more. So I'll support CCA California. And I know Wayne and Chris will be out there tomorrow at Fisherman's Processing with tickets and more. And we're going to add a couple of tickets to today's prize, too. So... two tickets to the San Diego Chapter Banquet at Hub SeaWorld Research Institute, June 8th, 5 to 9 p.m. We're going to add that into today's prize in addition to all the other great prizes we're giving away. And, David, thanks for doing a great job, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, guys, and thank you to all our sponsors and the supporters that have been helping us in this movement.
All right. Thanks very much, Dave. Appreciate that very much.
All right.
Jump back on the phone. You know what, Rick? This is the first time, I think, in 2 weeks we've had a phone line open. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973 is open right now.
I think it's longer than 2 weeks, honestly. Yeah. Like, that's the first time I've looked up and I've seen a blank spot on there. So, yeah, again, 833-288-0973. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Doug Kern, you're going to... how about that list of prizes we're giving away at the end of the show today? A brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the local kind frame with that Maui green lens, 4 tickets to the San Diego Boat Show, June 6th through the 9th, and 2 tickets to the San Diego CCA Banquet at Hub SeaWorld. What a killer prize back that is, no doubt.
Indeed.
Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Gary calling us from Lawndale this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Gary.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, you just said that there was over 7,000 items in your tackle store. Just in case there was something that you didn't have and somebody did their research on the internet, do you do special orders? And then another question is, you know, if a person is not going to fish out of San Diego, let's say he's going to go to Alaska, go to Christmas Island, can you rig them up for those places? Or is that one of these things that you say, if I don't have it, you don't need it?
Well, first of all, we do have direct relationships with most major tackle companies in the entire industry, and we do special orders all the time. Sometimes a manufacturer will have a minimum that you have to purchase, you know, a six pack or, you know, a case, you know, or 12 to a case or whatever. But yeah, we do special orders all the time. So if there's something particular that you want, we can lump it on with another one of our orders, or if they do a scenario where we can buy one or two at a time, we'll do that for you. We also deal with distributors that carry, you know, a wide variety of products as well, and we can buy onesie twosie that way. As far as rigging stuff for elsewhere, a lot of us do fish in other places and have, you know, knowledge on how to rig some of that stuff up, but we will never pretend that we know something if we don't. Just like if somebody, you know, elsewhere was going to rig somebody for these big bluefin and didn't really know, they're doing the customer a big disservice. And so we would tell them, you're better off finding somebody that's an expert in that area, just like we're an expert in this area, and get rigged up properly.
There you go. I think that's the biggest thing that drives me crazy. And, you know, when new guys come into the shop, we always tell them the same thing. Like, there is nothing wrong with not being sure how to do something the right way. We're very lucky that our crew has done most of those cool fishing things, and we get to do it. But, yeah, we're always going to set you up the right way.
Indeed. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, it's our first San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast coming up Saturday, June 15th at Encinitas Ford. Your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw just for showing up and winning, or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star fly-down, fly-back trip to Mazatlan in January. I'm going on that trip. It's going to be a great time. It includes round-trip ticket from Los Angeles to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Hey, be sure to check on that Alaska Airlines banner on the front page of the letstalkhookup.com website for more details on all the great Alaska airline destinations. Hey, you can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing. That's that great four- or six-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's going to be a ton of giveaways, too, just for showing up. Nomad, lures, AFCO, clothing, all kinds of great stuff there. Check out the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you Saturday, June 15th. It's our first one at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All right, it's coming. June 6th or the 9th at Spanish Landing, right across from the San Diego International Airport. It's the San Diego International Boat Show.
Such a cool show. There's over 150 boats, from everything from entry-level cruisers all the way up to killer super yachts. And the beauty of it is they have so many in the water and on land displays.
Yeah, indeed. Live music, kids' zones, seminars, and more. It's June 6th or the 9th at Spanish Landing Park East. That's right across from the San Diego International Airport. Easy parking there, everything. And the times, Rick?
Yes, Thursday and Friday from noon to 7, Saturday from 10 to 7, and then Sunday from 10 to 6 p.m. Again, admission is just $15, kids 12 and under free. There's always discounts for active duty military personnel.
All right, what's more than San Diego being on the water in America's finest city? Check out more information at SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this
race? Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's jump back on those jam-packed phone lines.
Jam-packed they are, buddy. How about this time we talk to Doug? He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, that guy has a real good name. How you doing, Doug?
Hi, Doug. You got a good name there, Doug.
All right. Better name. What's going on there?
I got two poles. I was wondering about how they would handle up for the tuna right now. I got a 765L and a 6460. So what kind of reel would I go with each pole?
Well, the 765L, that's a 6.5-foot rod, typically a 40-pound. Just shooting from the hip, I'd say a Talica 12 filled with 65 Spectra. Top shot that with some 40-pound. You can always go to 50 on that if conditions warrant, but it's been kind of a 40-pound bite. And then that, tell me again the model number of that fiberglass rod you have. It's a 6-footer, right?
64. Yeah, 6460.
But there's no H's or XH's on there?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, I mean, you know, that's kind of a very similar rod. You know, it's just 6 inches shorter. You know, you're not going to get a lot of casting with a 6-foot rod. So that's going to be kind of a specialized. You could use that on the long soak where, you know, you just drop a bait in and soak it way back there. It's also probably going to be around a 40-pound rod. So those two rods are very similar. You could also use that for like a Rapala trolling rod or even just a tuna trolling rod for like school-sized tuna when we're doing kelp patty fishing and that kind of stuff. But, you know, the 6-foot rod, you're not going to get much casting. So, I usually prefer to go to 7, 7.5, even 8 foot, you know, in a 40-pound rod where you're going to be casting a bait or a jig out there. You can use that as a yo-yo rod as well.
Yeah,
put a star drag on there or flat falls or traditional yellowtail yo-yoing, that type of thing. It'll work just fine for that.
All right. Very good, Doug. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. Tom in University City is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Tom?
Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Tom?
It's like Tom went away there.
Oh, we lost one.
How about we jump back in and we talk to Matt? He's calling us from Newport. What's up, Matt? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Next Saturday, I'm driving down to Baja for 2 months. I'm bringing a fishing kayak, a Hobie with the Mirage Drive.
Cool.
But my question is, am I able to go down and check out the ranch for like a tour and have dinner in the restaurant there? Rancho Leonero?
At Rancho Leonero, yes. You can purchase meals at Rancho Leonero. You have to make reservations, especially on rib night, which
right.
is Saturday night. So yeah, but you need to call the office or stop by and make reservations for dinner.
And if you're
beautiful place to have dinner.
Yeah, and if you're going to be down in that neighborhood, John is like the most gracious host
ever.
Oh, yeah. And would love to show you the ranch, I'm sure, and
yeah.
show off his awesome property that we all love yeah. so much. I know they'd love to have you and get you know, let you scope it out, man.
Yeah, and especially on a Saturday night, you need to make prior reservations because it's a busy night
it's a big
there.
Thing.
Everybody wants to go to Rancho Leonero rib night, so... There you go, Matt. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Randy? He's calling from Costa Mesa this morning. Hi, Randy. Welcome
Hi, Randy.
To Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How
morning,
are you?
Randy. How's it going?
Going well, thanks.
Good.
Hey, I got a couple of Torium 20s that I have had some chafing and stuff like that in my Spectra, and I'm probably down 150 yards or so on my Spectra, and I've got a backup spool. What would you suggest for a connection knot between the two? You know, if I want to tie in a connection in between the two lines.
Yep, pretty simple there. You would have to know how to do a bimini twist, and you do a bimini twist on both ends of the line, which will end up yielding you a loop on each end, and then you do a three-pass loop-to-loop connection. If that all sounds complicated, we can do it for you right in the shop. But you will need to make a loop in each end and then loop to loop it. It's 100% connection, and being that it's going to be quite a ways down in your spool, you know, you're not going to see it that often, but if it goes zinging through the guides, you know, you don't have to panic or, you know, your heart's not going to start pounding. It's 100% connection. You're good to go.
Okay, great.
All right, Randy,
thanks
a lot for the
you're
call
welcome.
This morning.
Thank you.
All right, Lou is calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Lou. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, buddy?
Morning.
Oh, man, just doing it up here. Hey, Doug or Ricky can jump in here, too. Up here in northern Orange County, L.A. County, it seems that all these flat falls are the only thing you can buy up here is about the 100s, 110s, or 120s. They don't have anything pretty big. You guys need to come up here and open a little satellite. It's lacking, my friend, really lacking. I went to every shop and looking for it. So my thing is, if I call you guys down there, Ricky, when I get a hold of you or any of the boys down there, and I want to order some of the flat falls in the 2 or 250 and maybe the glow and then change the hooks out, you guys can do that, then you can ship them to me?
Absolutely. We do that all the time. Just so you know, Shimano never in their wildest dreams imagined that the demand would be this great for that product, and they've doubled and tripled their projections. Those factories can only produce so much, and you know, we've tried to stay months ahead on our ordering, but even that, you know, doesn't necessarily guarantee that, you know, we're going to have them through the entire season. But we're looking pretty good right now, so it is a good time to stock up on some of these, even if you have a trip in, you know, June or July or August. And we'll put the proper modifications on there. We can make recommendations, or if you have a modification that you'd like done a certain way, we can do that as well. But, yeah, that, you know, 200 and the 250, you know, we've got some stock right now and hoping that they keep flooding in the gates here.
Indeed.
You guys have the market cornered. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know about cornered, but, I mean, they are very
well,
difficult.
You guys
combat.
Know how to set them up. Right.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
I mean, we've set up a few thousand of these things, and they've accounted for a lot of big bluefin over the years.
Lou, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Hey, again, first time for a long time, you can get through right here on 97.3 The Fan at 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Adam is standing by, and we're ready to take your call.
You got it. Mike in Rosemead is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. I got lucky and got in. So,
well, we'll welcome you then.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I got a little tongue twisted there. It's a general question. Where is the fine line interpreted as far as a day and a half and 2 days, as far as limits? Let's say you're on a private boat. Can you get a 2 day limit on a day and a half trip? I'm not talking about a party boat, but like on a private boat.
And you're talking in California waters or in Mexican waters?
Well, let's just say California waters.
Yeah, in California waters, I believe that you can get a multi-day, up to 3 days or something like that. It's been a long time since I've gone down this road, but you can possess, 2 days worth of limits, but you do have to be, have the proper licensing for that. And to be honest, I don't know what the procedure. Do you know the procedure on that, Rick?
I do. You can either file for the permit online, or you can go directly to a fishing game office to get it. And one of the things that is required is that you spend a minimum of 12 hours of the day, of each day, if you're going to take 2 day limits. So lobster fishing would be an example. You can't get a 2 day limit, go over, catch your 7 lobsters at 11 o'clock p.m., and then as soon as it strikes midnight, catch another limit of 7, and then drive right back home again. So if you were to be stopped, you know, if your permit is for Saturday and Sunday, and you were to get stopped on Sunday before noon, meaning you have not spent 12 hours of Sunday on the water, you would be in violation. So you just need to go. You can go to the Department of Fish and Wildlife website, or you can go directly to the Fish and Wildlife
office. But you can
actually
get them online now, because it used to be you could only get them on the walk-up.
I know that they are gettable online.
Yeah.
I haven't done it. Only because we're fortunate enough to have the office darn near across the street from our new studios, you know.
Yes.
But I shouldn't say that I haven't done it myself, but I am aware of people that have done them online. At least that's what they've been told. But I shouldn't say something I haven't done on my own. But they are definitely gettable. You just have to do a little more work on your end.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up? We talked to Mo. He's calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Mo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. This question's for Doug or Rick. I was out about two and a half weeks ago, and I saw about at least 12 tuna pens. Does anybody know where they're at now? Because it was scary. We were in the light so we could see them, but going in the dark and, you know, with our cables and everything being pulled, I was just wondering if anybody knows the direction they were going.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, as far as I know, they're have reached their quotas, and the only ones I've seen, and they're just littered in there, is at the lee of the South Island at Coronado Islands, and then I know they have another batch of them down at Ensenada, so I'm not familiar with any offshore.
They do drag them around when the water gets cool or goes off color. A lot of times they will drag them offshore behind the Coronado Islands, and they have a long line between the boat and the pen, so you really have to steer clear and just keep aware. They should have lights on the pen and lights on the boat that's towing it, so they do occasionally do tow them outside there.
Yeah, and they're going to move around, so telling you where they are now, it's like, you know, where's the bluefin? Well, I can tell you where they were yesterday.
Yeah. I know I had a bud fishing in the vicinity of the 302 over the weekend and remarked that same thing.
Okay.
He said the same thing. Well, the Saners were all out there. Well, you know, these guys weren't, you know, after talking to them, well, they weren't in the business of wrapping fish. They
Nope.
were moving to boats around and, Yeah. you know, moving towboats around and things like that. But they just like Pete said, they move them based on condition and direction. You know, they can only tow those things at like a knot or a knot and a half, and direction of current plays a big part on where they're
right.
going, where the water's moving. You know, they just want to keep those things in the best water, keep
right.
them healthy, keep them feeding.
Keep them feeding, get them fat.
You got
so they
it,
can
man.
Send them over to that Toyosu fish market in Japan for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. Let's head up to Ventura. Talk to Hills, who's on the line this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning,
hey,
Hills.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I wanted to see if I could get some wisdom on. I heard Brian Kihara talking about if your bait's not swimming in 5 seconds, change it out. So, you know, I guess the crew can tell you, is it a long soak or you need a hot bait.
Doug,
what do you guys think?
Yeah, you need to pay attention to the conditions and what's happening out there, but first. thing you do is listen to what the crew says, because it's probably going to be similar to what it was yesterday and the last 5 days. And this year it has been the person that can select the best bait, present it, and the bait takes off swimming, you'll get the bite. Other times bluefin are notorious for doing the long soak up the side of the boat. But, you know, you stand at the bait tank, you find that one bait that obviously is, you know, got the slimy greenish gold look to it, you know, not missing any scales, no blood on the nose, anything like that. You also might want to ask the crew, I mean, how should I be hooking this? Is it a butt hook? Is it a collar hook? Is it, you know, a nose hook? You know, on the shoulder, whatever. And then when you put that bait in the water, if he doesn't take off literally within 5 seconds, if you want to try it till 10 seconds, but usually when they hit the water, they're just going to take off if it's the right bait. And that is the bait that's going to get bit. And when it's that type of a bite, let's say that you throw it out on the corner where they're chumming, and that boat drifts by, so you walk across the stern. Usually by the time you get to the other corner, or at the very most up to the, you know, even with the bait tank on the other side of the boat, you're going to change that bait, go back and throw another one. I mean, you're going to have that bait in the water probably a minute or less. And then just watch who's getting bit. And if, you know, every so often somebody up the side of the boat's hollering hookup, you know, you may either want to, depending on which way the boat's drifting, some of these boats kind of drift backwards. You might want to go up the side of the boat and put your bait in the water, or you may want to long soak it.
There you go. All right,
that's
Hills.
Great.
Thanks
good,
a lot
good
for
good
information. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Just a quick minute for John and Vista. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
How you doing, John?
You're back in here, actually. Missed you for a while there. I've got a question. I've been going to Cabo for 20 years and rarely take any tackle. My gear's always down there, but I had a question on you were able to take a couple of jigs. Just to troll, you know, the boats always have all their own gear, but if you could throw your own couple of jigs out there, what would you take down there?
I would say if there was one jig to take to Cabo, it would probably be a 5.5 Zookers or equivalent. It's a flat nose jig. It swims in any position from short to long. It'll troll at, you know, 6 knots up to 10 knots. It'll catch a striped marlin or a blue marlin. It's kind of a good all-around jig. I mean, everybody has their favorite jigs that, you know, might have a different style than that, an angled nose or, you know, rounded edges and that kind of thing. But they require a little bit more positioning and paying a little bit more attention to where they are on the swell. And if you change directions or speed, you have to readjust where they sit. But if you just stick a 5.5 back there, you're probably going to catch something.
There you go, John. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got that killer prize pack, including brand-new Maui Jims, ticket to the San Diego Boat Show, tickets to the CCA event, San Diego Bank. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on The Fan 97.3.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 1st, they'll be traveling to Laredo, Mexico. Rock Cod Rick and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from the La Mission Hotel on the beautiful seaside Malecón in Laredo.
The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They'll also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Loreto. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 1st, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Loreto, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Padres. Blue Jays.
First pitch, ground ball to his left. Slide, Manny, up, throws, got him, Manny Machado.
Today, pregame, 9:07. First pitch, 10:07. The San Diego Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, the big prize pack, including those Maui Jims, 2 tickets to the San Diego CCA Banquet at Hub SeaWorld, 4 tickets to the San Diego Boat Show, Jones 6 or the 9th. That's all going to Tom in University City. Tom, congratulations. Tom held on right through the very end. Didn't quite make it on the air, but as we always say, all those callers go right into the pot. Yep. And Tom, you were the big winner. Congratulations.
You're the big winner. Congratulations, and thanks for hanging in there. And Doug Kern, great show as always. A lot to talk about at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, right?
Yep, we had fun today. Again, I love the new studio. I love the new radio station. Hope to see a lot of you down there at Fisherman's Landing. You can always get in touch with us at 619-221-8506, on the web at saltwatertackle.com. But as I always say, best is to come on down and say hi in person.
Yeah, of course, our arrival here on 97.3 The Fan was perfect. Home of the San Diego Padres. Padres, a great game yesterday, and they're coming up here right after our show. Another great game today.
Yep. Smashing. Yep, they're on a roll right now.
Absolutely.
5 in a row.
Yes, indeed. Let's hope they can keep it that way. And Doug, such a great spot, and we're very appreciative of all the support you guys give. Let's Talk Hookup through the years, and right here on The Fan, too. We're very excited.
Right back at you. I appreciate everything you guys do for the industry and for us, and let's keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll keep the ball rolling. Right back here on The Fan, next Saturday and Sunday, Ricky will be live in Loreto with Ken Franke and the Sport Fishing Association of California, broadcasting live from the beautiful La Mission Hotel.
Can't
weather looks
for
perfect.
That.
Fishing is awesome. You're going to love
I'm
it.
So
it's going to be great. That's next Saturday, live from Loreto with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Then next Sunday, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is going to be here. That's going to be a great weekend of shows. And I want to thank Will here on the board and, of course, our main man, Adam, on the other side of the glass answering the phones. And Adam does such a great job for us. And, of course, be sure to check out our app and our archives, letstalkhookup.com, for all the information that you need. And, of course, our Let's Talk Hookup app, which you can download for free on the App Store or the Google Play Store. And we'll see you right back here next week. Right here on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, radio.com sports station.
This is Eric Hosmer from the San Diego Padres.
High fly ball. That ball was caught.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Sports Flash. I'm Justin.